Welcome to Advent, everyone. I think Advent has always been one of my favorite times of the year, and I think it has something to do with the fact that Advent was the only time of the whole year where my mother would let my brother and I eat chocolate for breakfast. And this is the joy of the Advent calendar. You know what? The ones with the little cardboard doors. You open them up, you take your chocolate out, and maybe it's shaped like something. It's fantastic. And even if that was the only sign, we knew that Advent was a time where something was different. It was set aside. Things were changing. Things were different. And we see a lot of that. A lot of that in this gospel text today. We see lots of words of change, of preparation. And Jesus uses these words in a very striking way. He's following the genre of the Old Testament prophets. And it's very violent and scary. And it's for no surprise then that many scholars like to call this chapter of Mark 13, the little apocalypse. Makes it sound kind of fun, doesn't it? The just the end of times, but it's little. It's fun. And it's perfect because the Greek word apokalypsis quite literally means a disclosure or an uncovering or a revelation. These prophets knew that just like Jesus Christ in this moment predicting both his death and his resurrection, that first a time of trial and refining would come before the redemption would arrive. So it's for no surprise then we see Jesus saying things like, the stars will fall from the sky. The moon will go dark. The sun will go dark. What does this have to do with us? I actually think, well, really quite a bit. These things are changing. These things of the world change and they pass away. I think we're surrounded every day with things that are changing and passing away. With things that we put our hope into. In narratives and words that we think have the power to redeem us. In particular, I think we get ensnared in a world where this narrative runs up alongside us. It's a narrative that is often violent. It is full of abuse and neglect of some of our most vulnerable brothers and sisters. And this is exactly what Christ is speaking up against. Now, even in Advent, this time of year that we know is quite literally set apart, something's different. These colors, they're different. We're preparing for something. Even this time of year that we think is supposed to be filled with joy, and for so many can still be a time of great loss. We remember those who have departed from us during this time of year. We might feel lonely. We might feel the loss of a dream during this time of year. This is the reality that even Advent is not saved from. Now, for some of us, this no less is a season of great joy and excitement, and maybe too much excitement that sometimes drives us and fills us with anxiety as we're looking to buy gifts, we're looking to book flights, and we're looking to try new recipes maybe. Or maybe we're trying to find that perfect, ugly Christmas sweater. All of these narratives, all of these things around us, they seek our attention, but they change, and they pass away, and they won't last. Now, what does Jesus say here next? Jesus says, yes, all of these things will pass away, yes, but what will not pass away are my words. This is so fitting today as we enter into Advent, which is the first day of our new church calendar. This is the new year in our church. And with that, we are delivered, actually, a new set of words that come in the lectionary. This year, we're going to be journeying through the Gospel of Mark together. Each year, we engage in new texts that give us a fresh perspective, that breathe new life into our own lives. There are ways that we can see this world differently, and they speak to us just as we are called to speak into them. Jesus has not stopped speaking to us. But perhaps more fitting than all of these words that come in the lectionary text from generation to generation in this church, is one word. There's one true word that will not pass away from us. This is the one true word that is eternal and incarnate in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the one word that in just 3 weeks' time will come to us in the little town of Bethlehem, away in a manger. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word that will not ever pass away. So we are competing with all of these narratives of a world that seeks to darken our vision and to put us asleep. And Jesus reminds us, do not pay attention to those words, those narratives, but keep awake. Keep awake. Prepare yourself, for something great is about to happen. So how do we prepare ourselves in just 3 weeks' time for Christmas? And are we to be perfect in doing so, in keeping awake? I don't think the second part, no, we're not to be perfect. If you just look forward one chapter in Mark, the next chapter, chapter 14, we see Peter and the other apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus just walked away for a moment. He said, guys, I want you to pray. And he comes back, and what are they doing? They're sleeping. Some good work keeping awake, boys. So no, we're not to be perfect in doing so. But we are to set this season apart. Whether it just be the chocolate for breakfast that reminds us that this is a season set apart, I think we are indeed called to prepare, to do something different. Now, what can that mean for us? Well, maybe for some of us that means opening our phones and emptying our calendar of some of our commitments as we instead decide to offer our gifts and talents to places that need us most. Maybe it means serving in a food pantry on one cold December morning. Maybe it means engaging with our SUM ministry or the Samaritan ministry that you will probably hear more about throughout these next couple weeks. Maybe it means opening your doors into a warm house for those who have no one this season. Maybe it means spending time with a loved one or a family member. Maybe even your church family who so much needs your time and your talent. Maybe even it's engaging in an Advent devotional before going to school or work to center yourself. Perhaps it's that challenge to attend worship for the rest of the month as we prepare our hearts and our minds for what is to come. Whatever it is that we decide to use, we deliberately set aside this time of Advent to prepare ourselves for the coming of something that will not pass away, for a word that competes for all of our attention in a world filled with words and narratives that will pass away. So how will we do so? How will we choose to do so this season to prepare ourselves for something great, for something that can redeem us and heal us and save us? This is the one word, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will never pass away. Amen.